Libertarian vice presidential candidate Bill Weld is rejecting the claim that his party's presence on the ballot tilted last week's election in favor of Donald Trump. The former Massachusetts governor spoke at the law firm of Mintz Levin in Boston last night. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
It's an argument that crescendoed when the Green Party's Ralph Nader was blamed for Al Gore losing to George W. Bush in 2000, the third party spoiler. And now Bill Weld says if the Libertarian ticket weren't an option, his supporters would have voted Trump.
No. Our voters were protest voters, and they were change voters. And a protest voter or a change vote was, by and large, not going to go for Mrs. Clinton in this election.
Weld governed Massachusetts as a Republican from 1990 to 1997. He joined former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson in the presidential race this year, making no effort to hide his preference for Hillary Clinton over Trump. There's no way to say for sure, but it's possible the Libertarians helped turn the tide for Trump. According to a CNN analysis, if Clinton had pulled a majority of third-party voters in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida, she would have won in the Electoral College. But for Weld, the so-called spoiler argument is malarkey.
Well, this is kind of a canard put out there, I think, by the mainstream media that early on fell in love with the storyline that we were taking millennials because they were Sanders voters. But the numbers at the end from our internal polling showed that Senator Sanders did a brilliant job in rallying that cohort.
Weld says he hopes the duopoly of party politics in Washington is dying, and it's time for a party that combines the fiscal conservatism of Republicans with the social inclusiveness of Democrats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.